product in 1911. I'm going to give out a hint to you because you're bold enough to try the question. Okay, they were just ahead of a certain Mr. Kraft, who also had a product, I think, out a year later.
Oh, that wouldn't happen to be the orange cheese slices, would it?
Ding, ding, ding. It is processed cheese. They were the first to come out with they were from Switzerland, and they were the first to come out with processed cheese, and Mr. Kraft did it a year later in North America. We don't know if he copied them. It seems like it was independent, but it could have been copied. Who knows? Okay, very good. You got it.
Quick question. That's not, I guess that's two separate Gerbers then. I guess it's not really, I mean, I don't think the baby food company and the processed cheese company were the same company. I think I'm understanding that correctly.
I don't know if there's a family connection there or what it is. It's just, I know that, you know, the processed cheese was these guys. So that's why I gave out both names there. But a little obscure, I guess. So I gave a hint, food products there. But, yeah, lots of families sort of were involved in the food line. There could be a family connection. I don't know.
Okay, I'll figure that out. I'll probably Google it or something. Anyway, thanks for running that, Brian, and doing what you do. And I'm going to say Victor Alpha 7, Mike Delta saying 7-3, Brian. Thank you.
Okay, great to hear from you, Mike, and have a great day out in Port Coquitlam. Thanks for the check-in, 7-3. Okay, and our next person, I remember seeing him on TV. And his name is Harry Truman. He is Harry R. Truman. He is not Harry S. Truman, President of the United States, but this is Harry R. Truman. And his dates are 1896 to 1980. Note the date, 1980. It is important because he died in a very unusual way. Okay, and we move along here. Next is a V7, November, India, Juliet, Justin.
Victor Echo 7, Zulu, Foxtrot, Romeo.
Victor Echo 7, Zulu, Foxtrot, Romeo. Good morning, Valentin.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good morning to everyone on the net. Thanks for taking my check-in, and thanks for doing the net. Nothing much to report today. I just woke up, so I'm going to get breakfast. And, yeah, that's about it. And it's also cloudy here in Burnaby, so I hope we're not going to have too much rain in the next few days. All right, have a great day, and 7-3-V-7-ZFR.
Great to hear from you, Valentin, and enjoy the day out in Burnaby. Thanks for checking here, 7-3. Okay, back we go. Let's give Justin another call, V7, November, India, Juliet. VA7, November, Papa, Norm. VE7, Oscar Papalima, Dave.
Hey, good morning there, Brian, and everybody else on Rainbow Country Net. Victor Echo 7, Oscar Papalima here. What was the question there, Brian?
Okay, the question is, what is Harry R. Truman known for? Now, this is not the U.S. President Harry S. Truman. This is Harry R. Truman. His dates are 1896 to 1980. Note the date 1980. It's important because we're looking for the manner of his death.
Okay, yeah, I'll probably get this way wrong, but Kim mentioned it as soon as he said 1980. The only thing I can think of, I think that was the year that Mount St. Helens blew up. Maybe it was the guy that was on the mountain, or I think there was a guy in a vehicle, too, who got buried under ash or whatever, but I think that was it, but probably wrong.
No, in fact, you are absolutely correct, and a big hello to Kim there, because she got it right, yes. He was on TV, quoted, if the mountain goes, I go too. And he did. And, of course, you know, he's buried under tons and tons of ash there, so he's never recovered. So that is the story. You guys got it.
Yeah, right on. Well, she said Mount St. Helens, but then I got thinking when you mentioned the fella's name there, and then I remember seeing that they interviewed him there on the TV there, and yeah, he said, yeah, no, he's lived there, I think, most of his life or whatever on the mountain, and he ain't moving. But, what a way to go, eh? Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks so much for the check-in, Dave. Thanks for trying the question there. And big hello to Kim. She got you on the right track there. Hope you guys have a fine day in Chilliwack. 7-3.
Yeah, 7-3, Brian. You have a great day.
Okay, and next on the list is Edward E. Carlson. His dates are 1911 to 1990. He is responsible for a big tourist landmark in a fairly close one in Washington State. Let's see if anybody can remember Edward E. Carlson. Okay, and we go on to V7, Oscar Quebec, Gary. V7, Oscar Zulu Whiskey, Colin. V7, Papa Charlie Alpha, Paul.
Hi, good morning, Brian. Just mobile, heading down to the Abbotsford Auto Mall. Stewart's Ram truck is acting up, so told him he should have bought a Ford.
That's right. Remember the advertisement. Have you driven a Ford lately?
I will only drive a Ford. Done that for, I don't know, 40-something years now. Anyway, all is well. Then we're going to go off to the marina, put his boat back in the water. So have a great day, my friend.
Okay, great to hear from you, Paul. And let's hope Stuart's fix is not too expensive. Great to hear from you. Drive safely, boat safely, 7-3.
7-3.
V7, Quebec Uniform, John.
Victor Echo 7, Quebec Uniform. Good morning, Brian, and everyone on the net. Well, not a clue on the question. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, never any pressure on the questions, of course, John. Thanks very much for stopping by and checking in. Great to hear from you. 7-3.
7-3.
Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo, Ryan.
Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo. Good morning, Brian. All on that. Yeah, I don't have a clue on your question either, I'm afraid. So I'll let you carry on. Thanks for doing the net. Thanks for taking my check-in. 7-3, Kilo 7, Romeo Golf Kilo.
Good to hear from you, Ryan, and I hope you have a fine day out there in Ferndale. Never any pressure on the questions, of course. 7-3. VE7, Romeo India Zulu, Simon. VA7, Romeo Lima Kilo, Ray. V7, Romeo Lima November, Renee.
Good morning, Brian, and everyone on the net. This is Victor 847, Romeo Lima November. For a quick in and out, yeah, nothing to report. I'm at work right now. I'm on the road, so thanks for taking my second, and 7-3.
Okay, well, great to hear from you there, Renee, and thanks so much for stopping by. Got you in the log, and 7-3 to you. VA7, Sierra Hotel Golf, Jim.
VA7, Zulu Tango November.
Zulu Tango November, good morning, Zosimo.
Yeah, good morning, Brian. Thank you for taking my chicken, and thank you for being there, and hello everyone on the net. Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Tango November, quick name chat. Hello. Love you all, 7-3.
Okay, glad we got you in the log there. Have a great day in the West, 7-3 to you. Okay, let's give Jim another call, V7 Sierra Hotel Golf. Okay, everybody stand by for a minute or two. I will be back shortly. Okay, and I am back. Let's see if Jim is out there. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Hotel Golf. VA7, Sierra Kilo X-ray, Shannon. VA7, Sierra Sierra Mike, Steve.
An almost rainy, very cloudy East Vancouver. What's the question this morning?
Okay, good morning, Shannon. The question is, Edward E. Carlson, 1911 to 1990, he's responsible for a big tourist attraction, and he's from Washington State.
Oh, Washington State, I grew up there. A big tourist attraction. Well, it wouldn't be Mount St. Helens. I can't hold him responsible for a volcano. Is it the Space Needle in Seattle?
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, he is the he's a tele executive, airline executive, and he was the driving force behind the construction of the Space Needle. He didn't construct it himself, but he, without his foresight, it would not have been built.
Okay, I did not know that. I lived in Seattle for quite a while, and I know quite a lot about the history of Seattle and the underground Seattle, and when it burned down in 1889 and had to get rebuilt, which was actually a blessing at the time. But I didn't know about the Space Needle specifically, so yeah, thanks for that bit of trivia, and 7-3.
And thanks so much for trying the question there, Shannon. See, sometimes you just think about it, and there's the answer. Great to hear from you, and hope you're having a fine day out there in Vancouver. Thanks for the check-in, 73. Okay, and I think that may be little Nico there, a 73 to you as well.
Victor Echo 7, Delta Julia.
Victor Echo 7, Delta Juliet. Okay, just hang on here. Got to get